So I was a little nervous and anxious about today because, you know, it's Easter and I want everything to go just right. And then that first hymn rang, that first hymn with the organ and the voices and the bells, and I was like, it's going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. So thank you all for being here. I'm so grateful that you were a part of that chorus of voices. So today marks a new beginning, a new year, and we introduce a new church logo with new hopes and with new dreams. And so as you exit today, I'm getting ahead of myself, we hope that this is a place you feel safe. You feel your story matters. You feel included, and you feel Jesus' love. So as you exit today, you will be given a magnet with a new logo on it. Please keep this as a reminder of our time together today, or share it with someone who is looking for a safe place to call home. Our scripture today is the original ending of Mark's gospel, which ends abruptly, uncomfortably. So much so that two additional endings were added after the original ending. The longer ending was included around the second century, but not included in the original Gospel of Mark. And the shorter ending was added not earlier than the fourth century. The original ending ended with silence. So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Silence is uncomfortable. We were reminded of this last weekend from Emma Gonzalez at the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C., During Lent, we have been talking about silence and the strength in silence. Silence, although uncomfortable, gives us a chance to listen to the still, small voice within, and that of God. It is fitting that our scripture today ends in the uncomfortable silence of women. In the days leading up to our scripture today and Jesus' death, much trauma had been done to Jesus, to his disciples, and to the women who had arrived at the tomb that first Easter morning. Jesus died on the cross non-violently in a very violent way. The cross was a symbol of terror, torture, and slow death under Roman rule. When the women arrived, the tomb was opened and Jesus' body was gone. These women were the first to meet the angel. He shared the good news with the women first. Jesus, he has been raised. He is not here. The women left in terror and amazement. What were they afraid of? Were they afraid of what they saw, an empty tomb? Were they afraid of the power of Jesus and his defeating death? Were they afraid of the angel? Why were they afraid? Were they afraid to tell? Were they fearful they would not be believed? If this is the case, women and children still fear not being believed. They have been afraid to tell their stories because they fear they will not be believed. The Me Too movement has shocked men and women to realize how many people have been harmed by unwanted sexual advances, harassment, ultimatums, and much worse. On Easter morning, Jesus is not defeated by death, but is resurrected. He turns the symbol of terror, torture, and death of the cross into a symbol of love, hope, resurrection, and new life. The cross today is found on jewelry, on tattoos, artwork, as a symbol of our love of Jesus and Jesus' love for us. Jesus overturned the violent act and symbol of the cross upside down on its head to love, hope, and the symbol of new life. If the women were afraid to tell because they feared they would not be believed, it's ironic that Jesus chose them to be the first to hear the good news. Jesus once again overturns the social norms of a woman's place in society. He chooses women to be the first to hear the good news. He has been raised. Just as Jesus gave the women at the tomb that first Easter morning the gift of hearing the good news and sharing his story in their voice, the Me Too movement has given women and children the courage to use their voice and to share their stories and to feel they will be believed. Jesus didn't die to prove the Romans got it right by terrorizing the citizens into submission, but to show God's love wins. Jesus did nothing but pray and forgive the last days of his life. The good news is he died, but now he lives. He lives when we use our voice, share his story, and are kind, compassionate, and loving to one another. Reverend Suzanne Watts Henderson asks this: will we be silent and fearful? Or will we proclaim God's life-giving power in those places where we assumed death to have the upper hand? Today I ask, will we come out of our silence strengthened to share our stories of hurt and our stories of faith, that from the darkness of hurts, fear, silence, and the tomb come light, new life, new depth in faith in the one who turns things upside down and knows pain and darkness and resurrection. Amen.